Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will be discussing a vital topic, education. Right now in Salem, our legislators are talking about Governor Kate Brown's budget. And they're talking about education, and we need to be talking about education here in our community and throughout the state, because the budget for education will be decided within the next few months. And you can make a difference, because we know education makes the difference in communities. Today in the studio, we have Chris Breitmeyer. Chris is the president of Clatsop Community College, our beloved institution here in Australia. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here. We also have Fernando Rojas. He is with Clatsop Community College. He's a faculty, and we'll find out a little bit more about what he does in a minute. Welcome, Fernando.
Thank you, Donna. Glad to be here.
Excellent. And we have Uta Sverdlov. Many of you know her. She is a yogi, and she is a part-time faculty at Clatsop Community College. Hello, Uta.
Hello, Donna.
And before we begin talking about this important topic and about a march for education, which is happening on President's Day, February 18th, at the Capitol in Salem, I would like to invite all of my guests to talk a little bit about themselves so that you, the listening audience, can get to know them a bit better. So we'll start with Chris Breitmeyer.
Yeah, Donna, I'm the president here at Clatsop Community College. I've been here now for a little over 2.5 years. It'll be 3 years in July, on July 1st. I absolutely love this community. I love this college, and am doing my best to make sure that it is the best community college that it can be for our community and our students. And today you're going to hear from a couple of faculty who do the real work that I take credit for. So I'm just excited to be here to talk about this topic today.
Right. And I know you value community colleges because you have a story about that yourself. And you recognize how it can change a person's life.
Yeah, it changed my it changed the trajectory of my life. My mother was a community college student, single mother. We didn't have a whole lot. She was unemployed. There was a great bit of time that I spent living with my grandmother, because my mother just didn't have the resources to do that. But once she found Blackhawk Community College in Moline, Illinois, she started the nursing program there, became a nurse, and then this story starts from there. So I think there you could probably trace a direct path from that Blackhawk Community College in Moline, Illinois, to Clatsop Community College and me being the president. It's just something that I'm passionate about. There's nothing that we have in our communities like community colleges. They offer access and affordability and a pathway to a future that students might not otherwise have, and my mother certainly wouldn't have.
Good. And later in the program, we'll talk a little bit about the status of Clatsop Community College and how you all are doing. And Fernando Rojas, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, to begin with, I was born in Western Mexico, Michoacán, Mexico, to be exact, a small ranch, agricultural community where people lived by the skin of their teeth, depending on the weather, depending on the rain, depending on luck and chance at most. My parents are functionally illiterate. We came to the U.S. in 1974, and I never went anywhere after third grade without a book in my hands. It was what saved me. And after graduating from the Dalles High School in Dalles, Oregon in 1990, attending a community college here in Oregon, it didn't take me too long to figure out that that's where I needed to be, and one day I wanted to teach it at a community college. It's an amazing system, 17 colleges that we have in the state of Oregon, and frankly, I don't believe we appreciate them as much as they need to be appreciated. They are a window of opportunity for Oregonians and anybody wishing to move here from out of state. I am thrilled to be working at Clatsop Community College.
And this is a story of, yes, an immigrant who is able to, you know, become a productive member of society through education.
Plain and simple. I can't thank my public school teachers enough. The way I look at it, I'm giving back to my community for everything I have received as a citizen of this fine country.
And you teach Spanish, and you also
Teach ESL. I teach developmental English classes, and I work with the GED program as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Fernando. And Uta?
Well, I have been here at Clatsop Community College for 21 years, and I've been a part-time instructor, and I teach yoga. And I love the college. I think education is key. I also came to this country with nothing practically, and education was my my way in. And it's a success story, I think.
Yes, and indeed. And Chris, for those folks listening who aren't familiar with the budgetary process and what's happening right now, why don't you give the overview of where we are in Oregon, especially with regard to, you know, higher education and community colleges?
Sure. So, the short story is that the governor proposes a budget, and then that budget, the legislators also propose a budget, and they'll negotiate on where that is. The issue at hand for us and for community colleges and higher education in general in Oregon is in the current governor's proposed budget, the community college support fund was cut. We were operating at for the 17 community colleges at $570 million, and the governor proposed to cut us to $543 million. If you know anything about community colleges, you know that we run a pretty lean operation, and that cut will be significant, and it will mean increases in tuition for students. On average, statewide, the number was 17.5%, so that's a healthy increase. And our students are not the students who come to us with incomes that can absorb that. And so this would effectively be a roadblock for many of our students to attend. And that would be a shame. We wouldn't have someone there. The next Fernando might be out there. The next Uta is out there. Hopefully not the next Chris Reitmeier is out there. But if they are, we want to be there for them. And so what's happening over the next couple of months is we've got to educate our legislators about the need for increasing that fund. The Oregon Community College Association has done a calculation to maintain our current service level, to be able to provide for some of the unfunded mandates that have come down the pike, and then also just the rising cost of doing business. We need about $670 million $647 million to be able to do that. And so that's what we're advocating for. We've got some very strong partners in this. We've got some legislators in Salem who have introduced that number to be included in the budget. But what we're hopeful for is that we can get the message to those folks as they're building the budget that of the importance of community colleges.
Yes, because I think a lot of people think of Oregon as a leader in many, many ways and in education. And so it's kind of shocking when community colleges and class of two, they're hanging on just by their, you know, the barest, you know, they're not able to really do some of the programs that they'd like to do and have the staff that they need to have. So they're already, you know, hanging on by a fine thread. And now to have a cut would be disastrous.
It would be. I mean, I think you speak to something that really concerns me, and that's an opportunity cost. Right now we have the possibility to increase what we offer at CLATSEP were it not for lack of funding. There's student desire there. There's community need there. We have the expertise to be able to do this, but we are not able to offer some programs simply because we don't have the resources. We do a very good job at CLATSEP, and all community colleges do a very good job of doing as much as they can with a very little amount, but it's time for that to stop. It's time for us to really step up in Oregon and value what we, you know, live our values. In coming here to Oregon, I expected to find a different picture in terms of higher education and education in general. And I was sort of hit with that reality that it is not what it should be, based on the progressive nature of the state. And and again, I think what Oregonians value, and I know what we here in Clatsop County value, is an educated populace to help grow our community in a responsible way. And that's what community college can help do, and that's what that funding could help us do.
And it's not too late. That's why you're here, because
exactly.
We, all of us, you listening, all of us, we can make a difference. We can reach out to our representatives, whether it's Betsy Johnson or Tiffany Mitchell. We can reach out to them. We can talk to our friends and neighbors about this, about how crucial this is during this period of time. And there's also a march. And Uta, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's a march, a rally in the valley February 18th. That's President's Day, so the college will be closed, and there will be an opportunity for many people from the college to go, and we are going. And anybody else can join. It's not limited to just educators and students. So anybody who is interested in showing their support to the legislator, to people out there, to each other, that they are standing for the students with education, can join us in the rally on President's Day. So we have transportation to and from Salem. There'll be a free lunch for you, and it'll be from 10 till 12. And we might be able to even visit our Betsy Johnson or Tiffany Mitchell afterwards. So it will be kind of an interesting thing to do. But that's what you can do, or what we can do, to show our support, to show people on the street in front of the Capitol. We're looking for thousands of people to show up.
And say, we support education.
We support education,
yes. And, Chris, you mentioned that the K through 12 has been funded differently. It's a little better funded. So we're really very concerned, though, about the community college funding.
Yeah, community colleges and universities both received a cut. And obviously, I feel like the mission of the community college is so critical. The message that it sends to cut that is not a good one, and I don't think it's one that Governor Kate Brown wants to send. The presidents of all the community colleges have been on a couple calls with Governor Brown, and she realizes that this was not ideal. But she's faced with choices without revenue that she wouldn't that she needs to make, and so. In those conversations, though, as we're moving forward, we're starting to see more and more support from the governor's office, as well as some of our state legislators, as I mentioned earlier, who really realize that this is not the time to cut our funding, but rather to increase it. So we're very I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know politics very well. I don't do them very well. But I'm if there's any logical thought in this process, I think it should result in an increase. But what we need is the voice of the people to contact our legislators and let them know that they support an increase in the community college support fund.
Okay, so that's really simple. So people just need to find out who their representatives are,
yeah,
and then send them an email and say, you know, we support increasing funding for community colleges. For heaven's sake, no cutting.
Yes.
We need actually increase, because you've been doing far too much with far too little for too long.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about funding for community colleges throughout Oregon. And in the studio I have Chris Breitmeyer. He is Clatsop Community College president. I also have Fernando Rojas, who's with who's on faculty at Clatsop Community College, and Uta Sverdlov, who's also part-time faculty. And we're going to come back to them in a minute, but right now we're going to switch for a second, and we're going to talk with a guest in the studio who's going to tell us about an event happening next week. So we're just going to take a few minutes, because I think it's so important for the community to know about this. In the studio I have Catherine Lacaze. She is the author of an article, a long article, today out on the stands in HipFish about smart meters. And there's an event happening on February 12th at CALA at 5:30 with an informational meeting with Christopher Patton and Karen Black. It's about smart meters, the 5G network, and there will be a movie called Take Back Your Power. And I've asked Catherine here to come here and just talk a teeny bit about her article. I encourage everyone to pick up HipFish today. It's out on the stands today, I believe. So I'm now going to turn the mic over to Catherine, and she'll tell us a little bit about her research into smart meters.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. So yes, my article that I wrote is about smart meters. Most people are aware at this time that Pacific Power is rolling out these smart meters here in Clatsop County. But this is also something that has been going on in Oregon, in the nationwide and globally, sort of this perpetuation of this sort of technology for reading as part of utilities. So what my article covers, as I was investigating, is that there have been concerns raised about the smart meters, which sort of cause increased exposure to the electromagnetic field and RF transmission. There has been reports of unpredicted fires and health risks, and there are concerns about surveillance and whatnot, a myriad of other concerns that was not addressed by Pacific Power in the mailer that they send out to customers. And activists, not only in our town or in Clatsop County, but nationwide, feel like, you know, consumers are not being given full disclosure about the risks that might be associated with this technology. One of the main things is that they are 5G capable, and more than 230 scientists and doctors have expressed concern about the ubiquitous and increasing exposure to EMF that 5G provides. Another concern is that it appears mandated by the letter, except for a small note at the bottom that says you can opt out. The fee, however, to do so is $36 per month, which for people who are on the lower end of the socioeconomic status, that is a bit exorbitant and a bit prohibitive to them really having a choice. You know, if you make the one choice you have in this situation, you are penalized for it with $36 per month. And so what activists are really just encouraging people to do is to become informed, decision makers, and to learn about this. And they can do that at the event at CALA next week. And also the Board of Commissioners in Clatsop County has said that they will be discussing this issue at their February 13th meeting as well. So that is another opportunity just for citizens to come and learn about their options, to express their concerns about this and, you know, find out more.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Catherine. And again, that article is out in HipFish today about smart meters. And so there are two events upcoming next week. One is Tuesday, February 12th at 5:30 at CALA with the screening of the movie Take Back Your Power. And the other would be the county commissioners. I know Pacific Power is also planning on doing some meetings. But the more educated we are, the better informed decisions we make. And now, speaking of education, we're going to get back to the program about education, Governor Brown's budget. And so the budgetary process, there's a lot of giving and taking and moving things around. But education is, that's like, how could anybody be, there's no controversy around education. We know, I mean, that statistics prove that this is what makes healthier people, healthier communities overall.
I 100% agree. I really think that this is, it's amazing to me that it's even a question or a debate. Again, there are many competing priorities, but for my perspective, having education at the top of the list has to be one, because it will the downstream effects of education in terms of addressing some of those other problems, whether it's homelessness or crime or any of those kinds of things, or the need to increase taxes or grow businesses, comes from, that's what the community colleges do. That's what we do. We are the economic engine of our communities. And if you don't give your engine fuel, you are not going to go very far. And that's exactly what they're what the proposed budget would do, or what a cut would do. We need more fuel to go more places, to bring more people along. And that's I mean, that's why I got into this work, because I thought I could make a difference, and I want to make a difference. And I'll continue to make a difference no matter what. We will do whatever we need to do at Clatsop Community College to help this community be the best it can be. But it sure would be a lot easier with a little bit more funding.
And Fernando, you've just been here about a year. You were with other community colleges elsewhere. What is your perspective on how things are going for you and at Clatsop and this overall issue?
Well, Donna, I love my job. Every day I get to participate in education and learning from my students and teaching subjects that I very much hold dear to my person. I would like to see a revolution started, in the sense that community colleges are put at the forefront of every one of our communities where they exist in our state of Oregon. I would like the rest of the nation to really take a look and someday be able to say Oregon is doing something better, something progressive, let's say, in the sense that they are reaching out and helping individuals. I'm referring to single mothers. I'm referring to first-generation college students. I'm referring to people who have struggled due to the downturn in 2008 and are continuously trying to recover from these challenges. I'm passionate about community colleges, and I know how much good they can provide communities. We simply need to support them.
Absolutely.
So if we look to our community college up on the hill, we see a pretty good campus. We have grown in the past. We have beautiful buildings. But, you know, we need the programs. We need to have the educators to bring these programs alive. And whenever you have people involved, programs cost money. Okay, and the model, the trend for all colleges, whether it's community colleges or universities, is to fill these positions with part-time faculty, and part-time faculty are a lot less expensive. They run without health insurance and without benefits, and get paid a fraction of what a full-time faculty gets paid. So we're already having a model in place where we run by the skin of our teeth. We can't really afford any more cuts because we're already running on a very, like Chris said, very lean budget. Okay, so we just need to go ahead and turn this ocean liner around and increase the budget for education and make this happen for our kids, for our future, because education is key. It's essential for our survival of our democracy.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. And Chris, what is the status of Classic Community College right now? I mean, I know we're unique. We have unique programs. How are things going?
So overall, compared to our colleagues at the other community colleges in Oregon, we're doing fairly well. Some of my other president friends are facing budget cuts in the millions of dollars, laying off faculty and staff. We are not in that position, but we are not in the position to do much more than hold steady. We are building our budget right now for the upcoming year, and we're going to have some hard conversations. Last year, we were lucky enough to be able to fund additional positions and programs at the college. I'm not sure if that would be the case this year. We do have some unique programs. I mean, our maritime science program is known throughout the country. We attract students from all over the place. We also have the historic preservation program, which is unique in Oregon and on the West Coast. But I would say this: our lower division transfer faculty and staff are outstanding. We provide students with the base of knowledge that they need to go anywhere and be successful, and I think that's something that that concerns me is we are operating on a lot of adjunct help, which that is perfectly fine. Those instructors, Uta is one of them, who are excellent, but when you have a full time faculty member on your staff, it makes a difference to the vibrancy of the academic community and also provides a much stronger connection with students. And we know that student success is related to making connection on campus. And typically, I mean, that can be with anyone, but the most front and center connection you are likely to make is with the faculty member, and that faculty member can inspire you to become the next whatever. And that's what we're hoping to be able to do with a budget increase. With more funding would mean more positions and a stronger community college for
right
us.
And exactly. And so so the Oregon Association of Community Colleges is lobbying, is trying to make their voices heard, and again, that's why you're here today, to let us know that not only Classic Community College, but the 17, there are 17 in Oregon, mm-hmm. are all in danger of having drastic cuts. And this is the time when we really need to step up and invest in education, especially for our community colleges. So the ways that people can do that again.
So one of the ways is to contact their legislators in Clatsop County. That would be Tiffany Mitchell or Senator Betsy Johnson. They're both very strong supporters, but the more ammunition that you can give them to share with their colleagues, the better, the stronger their message will be.
That's right. Flood the emails.
Yeah.
Send, please, all of you who are listening, please do this on behalf of the state of Oregon, on behalf of our community. We need to show our support for community colleges. So please send those emails to Betsy Johnson or Tiffany Mitchell and have these conversations. You can also go to the march. So we just have a few minutes left. So any last things that you'd like to say, Uta Sverdlov?
Well, if you want to go to the march, go to OregonEd.org. Again, OregonEd.org, and you can sign up to go to the march. If you need transportation, you can email me at UTE utanasana@gmail.com. So that's utanasana@gmail.com. I'll get you there. We'll get you there with a van, okay? So we're interested in having local people to join us in this march, and that's March on February 18th, President's Day. Make that happen.
And if we're sending emails to our representatives, we're essentially saying, please give extra funding to our community colleges and do not cut because they're already operating, you know, just by the barest, on the barest minimum. And we value this. Please, you know, and the more of those letters, I think they make a huge difference.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fernando, any last thing you'd like to say?
Just a few things, Donna. I hold 3 degrees from different universities, and I can tell you that bang for my buck, I never received more for my dollar than I did attending community colleges, or a community college here in the state of Oregon. No matter where I've been, I've taught in New Mexico, I've taught in Nebraska, I've taught here in Oregon, and at community colleges. In every one of my classes, I have worked with extremely bright people. It's amazing. You know, and every now and then one person will just stand out that will just shock you. And you will think that, oh, no, impossible. In Columbus, Nebraska, you're going to encounter somebody that's a genius in my freshman community college class. That's the case. And for the first time ever, according to the New York Times, upper middle class families are sending their sons and daughters to community colleges because it's such a great deal compared to a state college or let alone a private university. We need to keep that in mind, primarily those many seniors about to graduate here in a few months.
Yes.
I'd like to personally invite you to complete your associate's degree or look at a community college here in Oregon. You will not be disappointed. That's just my personal feeling.
Life-changing. I know someone in my own family that changed their lives. So, Chris Breitmeyer.
I mean, there's not much more I can say than, you know, after Fernando. I would just echo what he said. We at community colleges do the best teaching that there is, and that's hands down. I would put my faculty and staff up against any from any university. From, you know, it's cliche to say Harvard, but let's say Harvard, any Ivy League school, you will get a better education in the halls of Clatsop Community College than you will at those, because we have faculty who care about teaching, folks like Fernando, who understand what it is and value that, and really give of themselves. They are not there to make a lot of money. Fernando certainly didn't sign up because we were the highest paying institution in the state, but he's on our team because he cares about our students. And we do a good job. My daughter is going to Clatsop Community College. She had thought about going to a 4-year university. She took a couple classes and said, why would I go anywhere else? She thinks she's one of those geniuses. I don't necessarily think that, but she's a pretty sharp kid, and we have a lot of those on our campus. And whatever we can do, whatever I can do to make our school stronger, I'm going to do it.
Thank you so much, Chris. We're so fortunate to have your leadership here. And I think Uta said a very important thing, which is education is the key to our democracy. It's the key to our civilization. It's the key to kindness, compassion, understanding, connection, community, all of that. So please reach out to your legislators and support higher education, community colleges specifically. We want to make a difference with Governor Kate Brown's budget. Thank you all so very much for being here. And thank you, Catherine, for talking about, the presentation on February 12th at CALA about smart meters. And Dylan, excellent job being the engineer today. And my gratitude to banjo instructor Michael Brunn, who's very talented, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. In fact, right now. Take a deep breath. It's good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well, but focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. You are the only one. And for doing the best you can, people do until they know better. and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, really, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.